We're better together. Join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello again, everybody.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello.
Why not?
Hello.
It's not coming soon. It's not still to come. It is right now on the air as we speak. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is on the air, and Bill knows how to assemble the musical talent with just the right words to lift your spirit. I'm Daniel Britt saying, come on in. There's always room for you around our table, and you'll be sitting right next to Kevin Williams.
All right.
Homecoming friends like Joyce Martin.
Joyce is here.
Tori Taff.
I'm here.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Maybe next to Gerald Wolf.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, or Ken Davis.
Have a seat.
And without further delay, here he is, poised, energized, and in position behind the microphone, ready to jumpstart today's journey.
Wow.
Right on cue, here is our legend, Bill Gaither.
There he is.
That's right. Let's get it started. It's going to be so good.
It's a great day.
I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
How the people would sing. It would make the rafters ring.
As they shouted down the aisle of
that old country church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Then on Sunday I'd see all my friends dear to me at that old prayer. Everybody would be there at that old country church.
Leading, leading, safe and secure from all alarm. Leading on the everlasting arm.
Now the years have gone by and so many.
Crank it up with all of the Gaither homecoming friends. I like that. That's from Down by the Tabernacle. Okay, this is from the Christmas Project, I'll admit, but I think it's an any time of year song. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy.
Watched their flocks by night, nearly fell asleep. Another lonely, quiet night, watching all those sheep.
Until the choir of holy angels dissed the night with songs of joy.
Good news I bring, for Christ the King is Mary's baby.
Vocal Band.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel.
I knew
it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew
it. Good time to get a cup of coffee with you.
Well, I could have slipped out.
Don't miss it, folks. Don't miss it.
It's not coming soon. It's not still to come. It's right now. As we speak, it's the word of the day.
That's what it is.
If you know this one, ring in. Be quick on the draw.
I got it.
Lanuel.
I do not. He hasn't said it yet.
I'm so sorry.
Lanuel. L-U-N-U-L-E. Lanuel. Anybody know this one? Lanuel. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. I do have that. Yes.
Okay.
Lanuel. Well, let me enlighten you here. Lanuel was the tenor singer for the... for the singing Newell family of Sweden.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Lou was the seventh of four children. Born in the 1950s in the small Swedish province of Herfenfergenbergen. Lou had a growly bass voice as a kid, and then when his voice changed, it went the wrong way. Could have had something to do with the fact that the Newell family lived next door to a helium factory.
Oh, my goodness.
Lou could sing an E-flat above high C, which was incredibly annoying to all the dogs in Herfenbergenbergen. The Newell family developed quite a foul following, actually. This is my story. You leave me alone. The Newell family had developed quite a following there of gospel music fans and incidentally, dogs. But Lou was not swayed by his own popularity. No, no. He maintained his day job stuffing and mounting animals. He also developed a skincare cream. Yes, Lou was a world-class taxidermatologist.
No. Oh. You don't mean it.
I'll wait for that to get around.
Whoa.
However, in
it never got over here.
Oh, but there's more. In 1983, Lou made a drastic career change. He went back to college, which in Herfenfergenbergen took about 15 minutes, graduated with a law degree, and he is now a successful personal injury attorney with a huge billboard on Highway 2 in Herfenfergenbergen that says, if you've been injured in an accident, don't be a fool, call Lou Newell.
Okay, let's take a vote. I think it's time to hang him up.
But he is a taxidermy.
I would have got it, except you pronounced it wrong.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's Nululi.
Actually, you know what the real definition? This is no.
What
kidding.
Is that?
Okay, I never knew this had a name. It's the white crescent shaped part of your fingernail.
No way.
Oh. Lanuel.
Lanuel.
About that.
What's that got to do with Herfenfergenbergen?
I don't know.
Well, I've got 10 of them.
Gene said, I've got 10 of them.
I'm rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike. I'm loaded up with joy in my soul. This rig is glory bound, and the devil can't slow me down because Jesus already paid the toll.
Rolling, Lord, we're rolling, and heaven is further up the road. Wheels are turning, ever returning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home. Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home.
that Hallelujah Turnpike headed home.
The Isaacs on Homecoming Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Gordon Mote here, and we're glad you've joined us for Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
I was driving around down South Louisiana. I stopped in a town called Galliana. I saw a sign on the church that said, Fish Fry Tonight. Little old Cajun preacher was preaching, reminded me of an old camp meeting, and he brought St. Matthew 4:19 to life. He said, I catch 'em, God cleans 'em. I bait the hook with the love of the kingdom. I've been called to be a fisher of men, yeah. I catch 'em, God cleans 'em. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I reel him in and he washes away their sin. Well, it didn't take him long for him to catch my attention. He was long on grace and short on religion. He said a prayer and that was all that she wrote. Said amen and it's God as my witness. I fell in that big old net of forgiveness. And before I knew it, we were all in the same boat. He said, I catch 'em, God cleans 'em. I bait the hook with the love of the kingdom. I've been called to be a fisher of men, yeah. I catch 'em, God cleans 'em. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I reel him in and he washes away their sins. All right. Yeah, I catch 'em.
Reminds me, my dad, we had a catfish place in Hamburg, Arkansas that had the all-you-could-eat buffet. And one night a week,
what's
they
the
had the...
What's the address?
Right? What's the address? Oh, my gosh. And one night a week, they had boiled shrimp.
Oh.
And my dad loved it. And we went and ate there one night. And my dad ate so much of it. We're standing in line getting ready to pay, and Dad hands his wallet to my mother and walks right out the door. And little did we know, he had eaten so much he could not breathe. And he said, he thought to himself, he handed his wallet to Mom, started walking out the door, and he thought, I'm going to go to the truck and die now. But what a way to go. He said he walked to the truck and got in and shut the door and thought, this is it. And he said, I'm just going to lay down and they'll find me when they get out here. He said when he laid over in the seat, his stomach rolled, yeah, and he could breathe again, but he thought he was going to die.
The headlines in the Hamburg Gazette, man dies from buffet.
Right next to the drive-in theater.
Oh.
Death by mollusk.
And every time somebody says something about boiled shrimp, I think about my dad. Oh, my gosh.
And the crazy thing about your dad, he's skinny as a pencil.
I know, and he still is, yeah. It's crazy.
Guess we all can.
and say, looking back on our lives, parts of the story on the page are a sad, sad sight. It don't take too much to come apart at the seams. Makes you learn to love what mercy means. Mercy means at the heart of regret, God forgives and God forgets. Like being shackled in chains and finding you're free, living again is what mercy means. Too long in the middle of the day with the headlights on. It don't take too much of these tragic seas to make you learn how to love what mercy means. Mercy means at the heart of regret, God forgives and God forgets. Like being shackled in chains,
nothing like it. The Martins here on Homecoming Radio.
Gloria did a master's class in New York City and for 2 weeks lived in the homeless area and worked in the soup kitchens and fed folks on the street. And it was a life-changing thing for her when she was doing her master's work. And she wrote a paper called I Walk Today Where Jesus Walked. And we put it in the song. Lauren Hall sings it. It's pretty moving. Listen.
I walk today where Jesus walks, down the crowded streets where the children there today.
Larnell Harris and the Gaither Vocal Band from long about 1986, the One by One album. And that'll just about wrap it up for today. Bill?
Well, our goal today was to bring a little sense of belonging to your life, and all the while encouraging you to remember, we are really better together.
Yeah. Hey, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media on Facebook. And you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
And that will do it for today, my friends. We're just simply out of time.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.